It is 5:30 p.m., May 22nd, 2025. I will call to order this meeting of the Parks and Recreation Commission of the City of Woodway, Texas. Thank you all for being here. That's item one. Item two, public comment. The Parks and Recreation Commission invites citizens to address the commission on any matter, including items on the agenda. Citizen comments are limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise required by law. The commission is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. I will now open the floor for public comments. When you approach the microphone, please state your name and address. Thank you.
I'm Michael Habern, and I reside at 633 Santa Fe Drive in Woodway, Texas. I'm currently serving my 13th year on Planning and Zoning and Board of Adjustments. The other day, I met a man named Newman E. Copeland. Now, he's 98 years old. He's a senior citizen that used to live in Woodway. And I told him about the future plans of the original Woodway Family Center that was supposed to be demolished by the mayor and the council. Mr. Copeland was in disbelief, and then his eyes swelled up with tears, and his face was filled with sadness and disappointment. Because in 1971, Mr. Copeland and Mr. Bowden gave that land to the Waco Boys Club for the sole purpose of a boys club only. And in the event such use should cease, then the hereinafter described tract of land will revert back to the grantors and their heirs. This was recorded on August 15th, 1971. And then in August 11th, 2004, another deed of Woodway Boys Club gave the land and the building to the City of Woodway with the reservation and reversionary clause with regard to the use of the property, quote, "The property shall be used for the recreation and development programs, and in the event such we should cease then hereinafter that tract of land will revert back to the grantor." This deed was signed by Mike Taywater, which was the chairman back then, and Yost Zachary. This deed was recorded on August the 15th, 2019 in McLennan County. This property right now is currently subject to legal binding restrictions as outlined in two recorded deeds which contain reversionary clauses in favor of the original grantors or their successors. This is also about a city's reputation and the legacy it will leave for future generations. Will Woodway be known as a city that you cannot trust or trust its leaders? A city that has no honor or respect for those who gave this precious property to Woodway? This property was gifted with a purpose to our citizens. The citizens of Woodway deserve transparency. Also, one thing real quick is I have given the deeds also to each one of you. So each one of you have the deeds. There's two deeds, and also highlighted in yellow is the restrictions on the deeds. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm David Fulbright. I live at 8272 Forest Ridge Drive, Woodway. About 3 years ago, we were asked to go and look at the building because there were some questions about it. And we did, and then this just came up recently. So I was asked to go look at the building again. Went and looked at it yesterday. This building's in off good shape. Now, there are a lot of new buildings that aren't built that well. I'm a PE in the state of Texas. I've been building machinery, all kinds of different equipment, manufacturing equipment. Also done a fair amount of structural. Went over this building, and, you know, it'd be hard to say there's anything wrong with this building. I'd say you could open it and start making money for this city right away. The air conditioner was turned on by David Russell or someone in the city about 25 minutes before I got there. It was already cold. It was already colder in that building than the new youth center. So the air conditioning is in great shape. I think in 21 it was, all the restrooms were redone to the tune of $72,200. the party rooms were redone, $71,000. Different kinds of painting, $7,000. Replacement of door hardware, $12,000. You know, basically about $170,000, $180,000 has been spent on that building just in the last few years. You know, to tear down a building like this seems ludicrous. I mean, spend your time and efforts to go find people that want to lease the building. Start, you know, making it easier on the taxpayers here in Woodway. Instead of always costing more, let's try and make it cost less. That is a fantastic 12,000 square foot building. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Erica Beverly, 708 Arliss Drive. I want to thank everyone for giving some information here today. I'm new to this community. I'm just entering my third year. However, based off of what little information I've been able to glean from these fine gentlemen and the study in front of me, we have, and this is a separate subject, aging water lines. We have spent $6 million on a new rec center. We're talking about tearing down another one. Just before this meeting, I was saying that this building could bring us in money. We're spending money on recreation when we're having trouble getting drinking water. So I really think that we really need to step back, look at allocations within each. I know it's all different pots of money, but somehow that money is being put into different areas. We need to look at that. We need to have clairvoyancy, transparency with our community, because we have an elder in our neighborhood. She's 90 years old, has lived here her whole adult life, and we have pipes that when you try to fix them, they disintegrate. But we're spending $6 million on a new building. And using that same breakdown, we could have spent $2,978,000 on repairing what we have. If we continue to create new, we're pulling resources from our children. You know, we have environmental issues. I had running water in my street for 3 weeks, and Waco's on water restriction. Water is a natural resource that is going to be the new gold. We have countries that do not have drinkable water, but we are letting it run down our street. We're using cement, wood, all of these resources to build a new building when we have one. We want Walmarts and malls and all these other places to be reused and rebuilt in order to keep our earth and our community clean and safe for our children. Again, I'm new. All I can see is what I see as a newcomer, and there's something wrong. I don't have that data and the information to create a great backstory, sir, with the deeds. I don't have that, but I can just tell you as an average citizen, there's something not right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Keeston, here in the capacity as a private citizen in Woodway. I just wanted to read something. This is to correct misinformation that was put forth by Mayor Amin Corzal on the May 5th, 2025 interview done for Channel 10 KWTX and seen throughout Central Texas. Mr. Corzal illustrated from a 2019 study that the renovation costs of the old original Woodway Family Center would be in excess of $3 million. This is a factual misrepresentation. On the other side of this letter, which you all have a copy of, one will see the far more accurate costs involved. Total costs per this opinion of construction costs totaled $444,544 after removing the amount for the restrooms, which have already been renovated. If one wished to estimate the costs to comply with ADA compliance, estimates so far discussed have ranged from a low of $40,000 to about $100,000. One could triple the highest estimate to $300,000, purely arbitrary, but to make a point, and add it to the $444,544 for a total of $744,544. Then multiply that figure by an inflation adjustment of 1.246. That covers the period from 2019 to the current day, and arrive at a total of $927,702. Or in other words, well under $1 million. So less than one-third of what Mayor Corzall was promoting as needful for renovation. Note a very important fact, though. The portion that Mr. Corzall included was for an addition to the old family center. Was that not what the new Woodway Family Center was meant to be? Isn't it interesting that this $2,978,500 figure was for an expansion of the old Woodway Family Center that basically would be the same as what we got in the new Woodway Family Center for $6.7 million? Think deep and hard about that. It makes one wonder why the city would pay more than double to achieve the additional space. The new family center cost $508 per square foot, most of which is in a large empty space. This is your money he is spending. The old Woodway Family Center can be renovated with ADA compliance for approximately $554,000, or roughly $45 per square foot. Even if ADA compliance costs $374,000, that is just under $30 per square foot.
Thank you, Mr. Keister. For
roughly $75 per square foot, you can have it done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Susan Richards. I live at 3913 Old Mill Road in Waco, Texas, 76710. I'm here this evening to represent my father, Newman Copeland, who gave that building with John Bowden for the children of this community for recreational purposes only. There's a deed showing that. It's gone forward. He was not contacted. He was not even approached in any way concerning this. Neither were his heirs. Unfortunately, I guess everybody thought he was dead since 1971, so there would not be a problem. There is a problem. And we would like to request that nothing be decided on this until our attorneys have a further opportunity to review this. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Patty Gooch, 1249 Woodland West Drive. The new family center is nice, but it's already almost too small. I play a lot of pickleball up there, and it's very crowded. You play one game and sit out two, maybe three. Depends on what time of the morning that you go. I see a lot of the activities are well attended in that event room. Overflowing. They don't even have enough room on some of the activities that they have in there. So the way I look at it, to tear this building down, that we are going to need to have overflow, either pickleball, and like the other gentleman said, that to lease it out to private schools that need gym space in the afternoon, it just seems like such a waste to tear it down that Woodway needs both of them. That's what I think.
Thank you.
Timothy Heckenlively, 725 Arliss. I want to follow up on my neighbor, Ms. Beverly's, concern as well. We've been led to, in various emails, to understand that this is a 10-year project to try and work on these water lines with a budget of only $400,000 per year. The water's been out at my house about four times this year as the town digs up a piece of the pipe, fixes one little problem, and then very often they're back on the same piece within a month. It's getting a little bit ridiculous. And so hearing all this about spending an awful lot of money to tear down a building in good shape, and frankly, it sounds like spending more money would cost more to tear it down than repair it, raises some real questions in my mind about what's going on with our financing.
Thank you.
Can I make one point that just, suck up a little bit?
You've already spoken.
Okay. I just asked a question.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm on.
Danielle Hayburn of 633 Santa Fe Drive. There's so much talk about tearing down the original family center. Why is it such a big deal? Are y'all going to build something? You want to tear that down so y'all can build something else and not even let the citizens know? There's no transparency. There's no trust. Nobody tells anybody anything. We need that original family center for the senior citizens. There's no room at the other place. We need a place where we can go and do whatever we want to do. We want to sit there and read a book. We can sit there and read a book. But there's a place for us to go. We might be wrinkly and old, but our mind does not have any wrinkles at all. Our mind is clear. And we want a place to go so we can enjoy life. We want to play pickleball or try to play pickleball. We can. We want a place for senior citizens, and that's the bottom line. Why tear it down when we got a perfectly good building? We could walk in tomorrow. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
My name is Janet Smith, 8706 Panther Drive. On September the 11th of 2023, I went to a city council meeting. I was fairly new back then. And there were several senior adults that got up and they complained that the city was preventing them from using the family center. And since the new family center wasn't scheduled to open for six or seven more months, I went to the old family center expecting to find it locked down. Why were they not able to use it? But I found the building was unlocked, the lights were on, and the staff was on duty. I met the director and decided to go back each day that week, but there were never senior adults there. Unknown to anybody, I decided to conduct an experiment. I went every day to that building that they were open at different times of the day each time for 3 months. I went September, October, and November every day. I wanted to see how many senior adults were using the building, but they never came. I wondered who was really keeping the senior adults from using the old family center as they described. No one prevented me from going. At every city council meeting, there were senior adults who said they were being discriminated against. All they had to do was plan an event, invite others, and just go there to play a game. The director told me that the last regular group of senior adults that were gathering at the old family center was 3 years before October of 2023. So I realized the senior adults really didn't want that building. Maybe they just wanted to complain about it. But sadly, they prevented themselves from going and using the family center and maybe told other senior adults not to go too. Only twice during September through November did I see a group of senior adults there, and they were only there to take a tour, not to play a game of pickleball, not to have a potluck dinner, or not to socialize as they said they wanted to do so badly. According to the director, the truth was no senior adults were coming for any reason. My experiment proved to me that they really didn't care about the old family center, and we have a new family center now they can use. Here's my questions. Why do they want that building so badly? They didn't want it when they had it, when it was open many years, when it was available to them. And what prevents the same thing from happening again if the city spends an unknown hundreds of thousands of dollars plus additional annual costs for upkeep? Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Gail Avant, 7601 Tallahassee Street at the corner of Santa Fe here in Woodway. And let me begin by saying how pleased I am to be standing behind this podium rather than sitting right over there at city council meetings. While I was serving on the city council, I had the pleasure of talking with a Meals on Wheels staffer, and only 2 hours ago at the Health and Human Services committee meeting at Hot Cog, I met and chatted with the new head of the Meals on Wheels program, and I have every reason to believe that they would be very supportive in working with the city of Woodway to create a Meals on Wheels feeding site, perhaps in the older building, or perhaps in the newer building, but perhaps in the older building. It does appear from these comments that that senior services are extensively utilized. I toured the older building. I didn't see any incredible problems with it other than the ceiling. I certainly sympathize with efforts to preserve the old senior services building and to assure continued use of that building on a sustained basis, working with Meals on Wheels. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Avan. Thank you for your many years on the city council. We appreciate your service.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Sandy Fulbright. I live at 8272 Forest Ridge Drive, and I've lived here about 8 years. My husband David and I, he's a professional engineer, as he was saying. Anyway, so I love living in Woodway, and after being here for so many years and listening to some of the things that some people are wanting to do here, some things are good, and then some things are just like, why are they doing these things? You know, like someone said, our water source, you know, is just... it's terrible. Even when we were trying to repair some of our pipes, I mean, they just disintegrated. I mean, it's like, oh gosh, we hope they don't all fall apart, you know, so we really need to step up on that and not worry about tearing down a building and wasting all this money. We've inspected, he as an engineer and some other people inspected the old Woodway Family Center, and it's in great shape. Like, there's really no major repairs needing to be done, because if y'all have been in there, I mean, you'll see nice new bathrooms, you know, different nice things that have been done to that building already. And someone said that that Woodway wants to tear that building down to put a park in there. I'm like, a park? What kind of park? I mean, you know, I don't understand what kind of park would be there, because, you know, when you go down to the Woodway Park down there, we need... I would say, why don't we just revamp that park, leave the big building here, you know, and do something nice down there by the lake. I mean, if we need a new park, because we got, you know, the pretty little arboretum there. I love that place. Anyway, so I was just thinking, that just makes no sense to build a park, like tear down a building that takes so much money, you know, to waste our money, you know, our money and stuff. So please think about that. And the new building already has cracks in it, you know, new building. And this building over here seems to be built better, because things used to be built probably a lot better than they are nowadays. But so that's something to think about. You know, why are we building a small building over here that's already gotten, you know, problems, issues in it. And and there could be an issue if the land does revert legally back to Newman Copeland, that it's a possibility, and I've just heard this. I haven't researched it yet. I just heard this, but it could be landlocked. You know, how would you get to this area where the old building is? I don't know. That's something to think about. You know what I'm saying? So let's see. And I want to be able to vote on things. I don't like living in a town where somebody tells me what they're going to do. It's like, do we live in a dictatorship? I don't think so. I think we live in the United States of America, right? So we should, us citizens, should all be told a month or two or several months in advance, this is going to happen, and let us vote. Okay, thank you.
Brian Krenke, my parents live on Shadow Crest. I lived in that house from 1977 to 1993, and I played basketball in that gym, and I played baseball in those fields. And I see no reason to tear that down. It's for the kids. You can always, or for the seniors, you can always use it for another purpose. Why tear down something and waste money? I just don't understand it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Teresa Flynn, 9610 Old Farm Road, Woodway, Texas. So I just have some thoughts about this building, and they're kind of, as I listen to other people, other things come to mind. But my husband is retired Army. We've lived in this community three separate times now, retired here for the last 7 years. And as I've lived and traveled all over the world, the thing that I notice about the United States of America is we are really quick to tear down buildings. You travel to other states and other countries, they're using buildings hundreds of years old and repurposing them for different things. Churches used as retirement apartments. And so I think we're falling into, we want everything new and shiny in Woodway, and tearing down something that's perfectly good. And we could have a lot of good uses for this building here in Woodway. I've been to the senior programming, and I think that seniors are coming because they're senior programming. There's something going on to come to. And so that's why people are coming. I've been there. There are lots of people, and I have to say, I think they have done a great job of programming for the seniors there. I think there are more that we would like to have. But there's not time or space. So I think it would be wise to be careful of destroying things that could be useful in our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Victor Fowler. I didn't expect to be saying anything tonight, but I was born and raised in Woodway, first on Bel Air, 561 Bel Air, but my wife and I both live on 360 Broughton now. My wife and I both participated in the parade back in 1971. I was 11 years old, and she was too. Even got Bob Hayes' Dallas Cowboy autograph that day. My big question is why. I've heard it's in good shape. The only reason I can think is why is because it might not look as nice as the new one and not look as nice as the Arboretum, but I think that could be upgraded on the outside to look nice inside. And my main reason here is, I think that we just need to abide by the original people who gave that land to do that. And Woodway, I mean, if y'all do this, what's likely anyone else is going to want to donate anything to Woodway? And I think that we should just honor the people who, for the reason they wanted it there and wanted it to have a legacy. I don't also think that it should just be for a senior center. I think it should be for anyone and everyone. It just looks nice in there, the basketball court. I remember playing basketball in there as a little kid. And I just think we need to, it's part of Woodway and it needs to stay.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name's Tim Barrett. I live at 9108 Pin Oak. I moved to Woodway in 1972, and I've lived here ever since. I've not moved away. I've noticed all the changes happening in Woodway, not all for the best. But I would like to say that I also played in leagues here at the Woodway Family Center. I coached at the Woodway Family Center. My kids played at the Woodway Family Center. I was just in that building today, since they deemed to go ahead and open it up, let us look around. There is nothing wrong with that building. I know Mr. Fulbright here has looked at it. I took a look around it. I am not a professional engineer, but that's a really good building. And as everyone has stated here, there are lots of things that can be done with that building other than tear it down. Now, other than the obvious deed restriction problems that you're going to have if you decide to tear that down, that building can make money. Now, if some people talk about labor. I know of at least two or three people that would volunteer their time to staff that building.
I volunteer.
There we go. That's four. So there are other things that building can be used for other than seniors. Now, from what we've just heard, obviously this new building here, which I'm not going to get into why we have two buildings, but obviously there's going to be overflow. And what better place to put it than here? Now, I thank the Lord that I am able to get around well for as old as I am. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. But to park at that building, if you have any disability at all, is next to impossible. You have to park here and walk over, which doesn't make any sense at all if you're going to use it for seniors. Now, not just for seniors, but I believe you can use that building and rent it out. Now, it's not going to take much to fix that. Someone mentioned the ceiling. That is cosmetic. That is not a problem. The plumbing seems to be fine. The bathrooms were renovated. That building is open right now. And they are using that building as bathrooms for the fields. So if you tear that building, if you want to put some porta-potties up, bring in some porta-potties, that'll look real good. Now, there are other things you can do. First of all, you can use it for homeschool co-ops. There are a lot of homeschool co-ops in this area that would love a place for recreation. There are private academies here. There are private schools. There are also private basketball teams, select basketball teams, select volleyball teams that can use that building.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do not tear that down. Thank you.
My name is Marvin Goble, 14009 Horseshoe Circle. I moved to Woodway in 1958, lived on Catalina. Lived in Waco when I was going to Baylor for a few years. Lived in Hewitt for 20 years and been in Woodway again at my present house for 18 years. My son, when he grew up, he played there inside and out, baseball, basketball, etc. From what everyone else has said, I don't see any reason whatsoever to tear that building down, especially given the restraints from the people who donated it to the city in the first place. It would be foolish to do something like that. Plus, there's already been other people who have spoken who've said there's no reason why seniors as well as youngsters and anybody of any age can use that facility. because we've already got it here. It's already paid for. There's no point whatsoever in tearing it down. It ought to be kept, period. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Sandra Carnes. I live at 9615 Bryce Drive. And first, I'd like to address the lady who wanted to know why the Cindrics didn't come. It was because I have lived here for 40-something years, okay? And my children play ball there. They played basketball, football, whatever. And in the afternoons after school, they had things going for the children. The building was never advertised as open for seniors. And at that time, I was not a senior, so I didn't care. But I do care now. And I read with interest Kristen Jack's post on Nextdoor yesterday. And she quoted that she hoped that not very many people spoke tonight because she wanted more time for her agenda. That's exactly what you said. Read between the lines. If y'all are all like-minded, like Kristen, y'all need to recuse yourself and get another board. This is for the citizens of Woodway. It's our money. I've paid more taxes into it than any of you. So this needs to be kept. It's structurally sound. You could not get a builder that could build as good a building that you have right now. And as far as the parks for the kids, there are parks for the kids all over this town. And like this lady said over here, a good place to do what you want to do down there, you can do down here at the lake. There's plenty of room, and it would be a nice setting. There have always been some picnic tables down there, and they've been removed. So do the right thing and keep the building.
Thank you.
Barbara Tipton, Woodway, Texas. I have 2 points, been sort of adding to what has already been spoken about in regard to the original Family Center cost. One thing that has come to my mind that has been overlooked in talking about the cost of to upgrade the original Family Center, we have, and it was already a discussion in one of the council meetings, and I believe it was City Manager Obrey at the time, said that we already have $1.5 million in cost to spend for any improvements and upgrades or there's already $750,000 in 2 accounts, so 1.5 mil just sitting there. So if the original Family Center were to be upgraded, again, the point has already been made that $3 million that the mayor keeps talking about, that was to increase the double the size. So to make it clear, the cost was, I think, like $1 million, million and a half. We already have in 2 separate accounts $1.5 million that can already be used to any upgrades to the Family Center, the original Family Center, and that has not been brought out from that discussion maybe 6-8 months ago. So the cost to upgrade it will be even less than what Mr. Keeston had mentioned, because I don't think he mentioned that in his conference, his discussion. And also the second point is about the costs, about spending money on things when we already have. We need to take care of our needs first as opposed to our wants. And in reference to streets, most of our streets in Woodway are good, and they do a pretty good job about upgrading and resurfacing them. But the drainage is what's an issue and goes back to the water. Certain streets in Woodway are known to flood. They have terrible flooding. Not too long ago, there was a presentation made by STV Engineering. Those of you that went to the meeting, the city had already approved $150,000 to do drainage on Brookview. It's one of the two, and I'm sorry, I didn't know make the difference. But anyway, constant flooding. So the city's spending $150,000 for one resident on that street for the flooding. And again, that's a lot of money. But the city should plan on this, because the engineer for STV said, because we're having now more frequent flooding events, 5, 6, 7, 8 inches of rain that we've never had before, many cities, including Woodway, are going to be spending a fortune on drainage. So let's start planning on that now. Put that money aside for drainage. You can start with my street on Woodfall Drive. And let me tell you, Adam was there, and thank you for you all hiring, well, this council for hiring Adam, because let me tell you, I called him once. Okay. He was there, and the engineer was there.
Thank you.
And they saw the need, so you all need to get it done. Thank you.
Good evening. Thanks for allowing me to speak up here. My name's Roger Rice, and I'm at 9300 Hill Lane. My family has been in this area, lived here since 1956, and I've spent the better part of my adult life here. So I've got a sentimental attachment to that. But without all the spreadsheets and everything, I'd like to echo all of the objective data that Mr. Fulbright and everybody else has set forth here. One thing I will say, and I'll keep this very brief, I know it's getting late here, but I'm heavy into repurposing things. And I just talked to several friends just casually. Actually, I didn't even know this was being held tonight. So this is something of an impromptu thing for me. But I just coincidentally talked to several friends who live on the other side of town, and they come over for pickleball and various things. And I think it would be a horrible waste to let this be just fall by the wayside or have it, anything other than what it's now, with a view toward repurposing, toward seniors, any sort of mixed use or anything like that. For what it's worth, I think everybody here, everybody in the city, could market this as more people come over, and you'd have more revenue with all the businesses we have, restaurants, shops, and whatnot, and you could increase your tax base a little bit by that. I don't know. I'm not privy to any of that information, but I think it makes sense. But last, I'll go ahead and wrap up just anecdotally. I remember in 1989 when we had big floods around the latter part of the winter, I believe it was, and the brush piled up against the bridge down on Estates and washed it away, and everybody had to detour around Red River and White River. I think it'd be a shame to tear this down, spend all the money that everybody else is talking about with the balance sheets toward building a new building or doing a park or anything, spending all the money on the different facets of that, as opposed to keeping it in some sort of fund where we could deal with any sort of infrastructure, just the infrastructure contingencies like what I'd mentioned in 1989. So, that pretty much sums it up there. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hi there. My name is Phoebus Cavanaugh. I'm from 420 Woodfall Drive. I was here the last meeting, and it looks like the majority of your constituents that are present right now is against tearing the building down. So if you guys would just put things together in your head. Number one, we have a perfectly sound building, and I applaud Jimmy there for making a robust activity center. There's a lot of people that goes over there, and we do need extra room for the overflow. That room for all the activities except for the pickleball people and the youth basketball program, it's very small. We need an overflow room. So let's keep this building, not waste it. We are a wasteful society. I'm from the Philippine Islands. We don't waste anything. To the smallest tub of plastic that you put margarine in, it's just not wasted. It's not wasted. I mean, I think the idea to waste a perfectly good building and tear it down is ludicrous. It's just, it boggles my mind, because I come from a country that has basically, I'm lucky to be here. And I want you guys to think about it. because you are, this is just a beautiful place. And if you spend the money on the infrastructure of Woodway, improve the parks that are already here, the toilets over at Pogue Park, they need improving. I mean, you just need to think about the little things that we need to work on. If we have a lot of money saved, and the economy right now is horrible, so just think about that. We cannot be spending a lot of money. Let's save that money and save it for the future. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. David Russell, 8009 Real Vista, speaking as a citizen. Let me ask y'all first, how many of y'all have been in the original family building in the last week to see the conditions? Please raise your hand. We've got one. How many of y'all have been in the original family center to see the conditions? Quite a few. Maybe they should be making the decision. This is a temperature gun. I can tell you what the temperature is in here, and it's about 72, 73 degrees. The building that some people were posting has a broken AC, or the AC doesn't work, or whatever, is cooler in there when the AC's on than it is in this room or in the new Family Fun Center. Thank goodness that Don Baker and Yosh Zachary did things to make things last. When they put AC in there, they put a ductless system in. There's one unit that's actually not working out of the four in there, and it's still doing a better job cooling than the new family center. There will be some needs to fix things. But like I said, that one unit, there will probably be around $12,000. There's another unit that you have the inside unit, but no outside unit, needs to be replaced. That could be around $10,000. But that would get it up in not just good shape, better shape than what the new one is from the cooling capacity. There are so many good things about this building. I know I've been asked, you've been supporting it as a senior center. And I do think that the new building was built as a youth center more. When you look at it, it was built that. The parking was built that way. And the old building would make an excellent senior center, so we could have separate. But when it comes to events, we could have carryover either way. I'm probably one of the few people, Rodney probably was here whenever we were talking about the new family center, why we needed it. We was busting at the seams with youth basketball, something that we don't have right now. We had people parking in the streets over here, and it was going to like 10 o'clock. And we said we needed more space. When we built it, we didn't build it big enough. Basically, it's the same capacity as what we have. And Jimmy has done a fabulous job with setting up all these different classes and whatever. If we give him more space, he'll fill this new one, I guarantee you. And, you know, during the daytime, it could be pickleball. Well, she has a card program that could make money off of the pickleball, where people out of town would be paying. Same way, if we get the youth basketball, people pay to be in that league. We can turn this into just people coming and using it, not paying, to actually be a benefit. Now, there was a talk about seniors not using the original family center. Well, I can tell you, COVID shut down the original family center. We didn't reopen it. Thank you.
Hey, I wasn't going to talk, but I will now. My parents have bought their house. They built their house here in Woodway in 1953. We were one of the first seven houses here in Woodway.
What's your name?
My dad helped, huh?
What's your name?
I'm sorry?
What did you say your name was?
I'm sorry, Myra Aubenshein. My maiden name was Adamack. 9109 Midway Drive. My dad was one of the founding people in Woodway. He went to Austin and helped incorporate Woodway to become Woodway. I vaguely remember when we actually obtained all that property in 71. I was probably six, so very vaguely. We spend a lot of money here in Woodway, and people wonder about the transparency, and you wonder why people don't trust you or why they don't trust the government here. I did some digging on the internet, and I looked around. We have 4 federal tax liens against the city of Woodway. That makes me wonder. We have all this money saved up. We're spending all this money. Why aren't we paying our taxes? Why is the Woodway Family Center defunct? Why was that involuntarily dissolved by the Secretary of State? I think we have good reason to not trust our government and wonder where the money's being spent and ask for transparency. And I think you have very good reason to show us how money is being spent and understand our distrust.
Thank you. Anybody else? All right, it is 6:21 p.m. We will close the public comment portion of our meeting. We will move on to item 3, discussion and consider action on the minutes of the regular meeting held March 27th, 2025. I need a motion and a second to discuss and consider action on these minutes.
I move.
We have a motion. And we have a second. Are there any corrections to the minutes of the regular meeting held March 27th, 2025, as you received them in the mail this week? No corrections. I need a motion to approve the minutes from our meeting on March 27th, 2025.
I would make a motion to approve.
We have a motion and a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And item 4, discussion and consider action on recommendations to City Council for the former Woodway Family Center building. We need a motion to discuss this and a second.
I'll move that we discuss.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All right, it is open for discussion.
I don't know. I don't think we have anything to talk about.
Well,
that was a joke. Sorry, just trying to cut the tension there. It didn't work.
Well, I was in the old family center earlier, as David pointed out, and I was truly impressed.
Can you all speak up,
please? Yeah, I'm sorry. You're just speaking into your mic.
I was in.
Get up closer to the mic.
It doesn't go.
Okay. I was in the old family center earlier. And I was truly impressed with that building. The bathrooms are fabulous, as good or probably better than the new building. The parking lot is flat for people that have disabilities. It's much easier to get into and out of. And I don't understand why it's thought of as a good idea to close it, shut it down. Now, granted, it wasn't very active during COVID, and a lot of older people and a lot of younger people didn't want to go out there then. But anyone who's seen that room for the seniors in the new center, it's kind of a joke. I mean, you can fit 11 people in there. So I am just wondering why it's a good idea not to use it.
We were given this at the last meeting, and there's a lot of information in here. And I thought I knew a lot about this whole timeline because Parks and Council, and we've had so many conversations over the years, and we have actually already made at least once, if not more than once, this decision as a team, and here we are again doing it all over. But I read and reread and made notes and have post-its and all kinds of things in here, and the biggest thing that I learned is that it wasn't a decision to just arbitrarily shut down the center like you just said. It was a decision that was made starting back in, I think it was 2011, that the discussions among council and among the community was that we might need to repair, refurbish, or replace that building. And so if we read, all of us did our homework and read every single word in here, we would know that the decision was not made lightly, and that all of the numbers, we could sit here and we can argue about every number, everything that any of y'all said, anything that we would want to say, we could throw around in this number and this number and add inflation and all of that. We need to look at the big picture of the timeline, that when council chose to build the new family center and it got approved by the council, the schematic drawing, that building was a parking lot. So council had already made the decision to tear it down. We were presented with four options last year. We chose four. And so it isn't like, I don't know. It's more than just we're locking a building and keeping people out.
Can I ask a question? Why haven't we got any of that information in that book?
Right. Keeping it was never an option. It was never on the table. And that council didn't have...
Okay, public comment time is closed.
Thank you. So tonight, are we supposed to go back to the four original proposals that were given to us last time and make a decision on that this evening?
At our last meeting, there were no proposals given
Correct.
To us. So
Correct.
It's kind of up in the air as to what we recommend to the council.
But if I could just make something I've heard tonight, and I appreciate everyone's comments, but to the three daughters of Newman Copeland, I would say what you had to say is very important. And before we move too far forward, we need to see what attorneys are going to say and whether that's going to be approved. Because if we make a decision tonight how we want to lead, and then something else comes back and says, no, you can't have a senior center there because it's made for youth or whatever, we need to be prepared for those decisions and go from there. I think right now, I don't think we really can.
Go ahead. I was going to say, our city council attorney is here. Can we ask David, Mr. So Shaw, what you...
What I would tell you is that you're here to make a recommendation to the council. I understand there are some concerns about the deed history and some things like that. That's not for you to worry about. Those kinds of issues we'll take up as they're presented. Public comment time isn't bringing a charge against the city or a lawsuit against the city that you guys need to be concerned about for your purposes. And so I think that's on your plate is what's most advisable with what to do with the city, with the building or the property. And then that will go up to council and they'll take that into consideration with some of the other considerations like where to spend money, how to prioritize those decisions, the things that are maybe part of the bigger picture for the city, including legal ramifications. That's not really in your purview this evening.
I might add, the council has not put any restrictions on you guys as to what decision you come to. So there isn't a 1, 2, 3, 4. There's whatever you decide you want to do is and make a recommendation for is what the council will hear. So you don't have the same kind of restrictions that you had that Kristen Jack said a while ago. Those restrictions are not in place at this point. The council, as council liaison, I'm just telling you that that's not on the table. You can make whatever decision that you want based on what council just said. You have the opportunity to say whatever you think you should say as individuals and vote on that.
What I have spent a lot of time thinking about, actually first I want to read what I posted on Nextdoor because I need to clear my name, please. This is what I posted, which is different. I said that I hope that the public comment portion of the meeting doesn't go so long that it takes forever to actually let the Parks Commission discuss the issue at hand, as we have not had the chance to do so as a team. If you are planning to speak during public comment, great. I hope you will bring something new to share that we haven't heard before. I don't think that those words say anything about an agenda or anything corrupt. It was just that this is the first time that we get to talk about this. And it's like a fishbowl because everybody's watching us. When I have really been poring over and having conversations and thinking and praying about this, I keep coming back to what is best for the whole of Woodway. I would like there to be something back behind here that is for my demographic, because I'm 50. So currently, aside from, I think, some pickleball on Wednesday, which I'm a youth minister, so I'm at youth group on Wednesday, I can't use the new Woodway Family Center. My children are now teens, and aside from, I think, in the summer, we get more expanded open gym time if an adult is present. My teenage kids cannot use the Woodway Family Center. Currently, those that are 55 and over have 35 hours a week that they can use the new family center that is ADA compliant. I know that hill is something, but I have been told directly that the Woodway Family Center staff will get their little go-kart, not go-kart, wouldn't that be fun though, their golf cart and help bring anybody up to the door that needs it. I would recommend we get some good signage so people know that that is available. So I keep coming back to the demographic of age 13 to 54 because those are the ones right now that don't have anything back here. My 13-year-old daughter recently, you will probably see her around Woodway because she and her friends have recently gotten electric scooters. It's like when I grew up on the streets of Woodway, it was all of our bikes. You knew where the kids were based on where the bikes were, right? And so now they have electric scooters, and they scoot all over up and down the bike lane. They're excited. They get to go to Walgreens and Sip City and all of that, and they can go all the way to the lake, and I feel comfortable and safe. However, even though in Woodway, it's just so safe, there are certain places that I don't want her to go as a 13-year-old girl. However, if we had something, whatever it is, I loved the original idea of like the open air pavilion. That was cool. I could see teenagers having a place that doesn't get locked at 5 or 6 or 7 p.m.
Kristen, hold
up. They can hang out.
Folks, please hold it down. We respected y'all while you were speaking. Please give us the same chance. Thank you. I'm sorry.
I could see something back here that isn't just a park, which, by the way, we can only do so much at Lakeside Park because it is owned by the Corps of Engineers. And so there's certain things that we can do for improvements to that park and certain things that we can't because we lease it. But I could see something that's back here that teenagers could come and hang out. If it's an outdoor gym of sorts that doesn't get locked at a certain time, and that it's safe enough because parents like me know that, oh, if my teens take their little electric scooter back here, they're right behind the public safety. So it's not about I want to tear down a building because nobody wants that. It's that that was part of the original plan and vision for everything back here. And I've tried to learn what that vision is by reading all of this. And I want to make sure that whether you're 0 or 104, that there is something that is for them back here, whatever that looks like. I could say more, but I'll stop for now.
Is there not room for that? That's hard.
I know, it's hard. I wanted to talk to y'all. You want to talk to us. We'll all talk later.
I haven't said much, but mainly because I'm afraid that my words will be used against me no matter what I say. However, I have 3 young children, 9, almost 7, and 5. So I am in a completely different, demographic, and that is where you know, my heart is, and I applied to be on the Parks and Rec because I'm passionate about Parks and Rec. I'm passionate about recreation. I love our parks here. I love this town. We've lived here for 6 years now. And so I just am very passionate about that. And so I'm coming into this, you know, I'm getting a lot of history, you know, that's being told to me. I looked through this binder. I was not able to be at the last meeting, but I listened to the recording. And I've asked a lot of questions. And so, I mean, this is new information, I think, to all of us, right? The deed? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, this is new information. I'd be curious to know a little bit more about that and where that ends up going. But as far as where I go, I really am, I don't see it as being solely a senior center at all. My 90-year-old grandmother lives with me, and so I'm very passionate about the elderly. I take care of her, and we stay very busy. I'm missing two baseball games tonight that my boys are playing in the end of the season. And so I, you know, I'm here because, you know, yes, I want to listen to what y'all have to say, and I want to make the best decision for our community. But y'all had the opportunity as well to be on, I think, this council and could have applied as well if you were so passionate about the old Woodway Family Center. So I think whatever decision we decide to go in, I mean, we all have kind of some things that we would like to see that area. And I agree. I loved the open air pavilion as well. I don't know if we'll be able to go do that, but I loved it. Like, I just saw like my kids going there, and not even to bring up something else, but like my kids don't have a safe place to go ride bicycles. And so I, you know, was so excited about sidewalks and the bike lane. And right now, if you go to Pogue Park, there's a sign up there that says no bicycles. So we have to ride in the street, and we have to ride, you know, I have to, you know, yell at my kids to make sure they stay close to the edge because there's no sidewalks in this town. So, I mean, I would love to see some, you know, paved trails and some walkways and some areas where families and people of all ages could gather. And I did briefly talk to my grandmother, who, like I said, she's 90 years old. She does not get out much. She no longer drives. And she just says, I mean, she loves her grandkids so much that she would do anything for them. And so really, like, I value everything that she says is basically, like, I believe in, like, the future of investing in them. And so she's the most selfless person that I've ever met. So I think for me, just definitely not giving that building to just the seniors is not the right call. However, I mean, I'd be open to looking into some other things, but I would like to see it used for more people or something else.
I agree that our community right now has left out for the family center. It's no longer just a family center. It's right now actually more of a senior center, because from 8 o'clock until 3 o'clock, you guys can't go. Mm-hmm. Your kids can't go. Mm-hmm. And we are called a family center. And so I think we tried, I think the city, and they did a great job with their programs and encouraging the 55 and overs to go. But I think that it's showing 8 to 3 is a bit too long. That's just my opinion. And a senior citizen totally separate would just not work, because we have to allow all of our community to be a part of it. We can't just be an inclusive senior citizen.
But I thought what we were hearing from the community was pretty much everybody, senior center is kind of the abbreviated version of the old building. But what I was hearing was a lot of kids could use it, private schools could use it, It could be a moneymaker, not just a senior citizen center. And I think pretty much everybody was saying that.
So in 2024, the old family center in revenue from rentals brought in $4,000. That doesn't run a center. That's great income. It's $4,000 more than what we had. But it was...
Did anybody try and get it out there to the public?
We listened to y'all.
Okay.
So... I just want to put, like, if y'all have seen me on Nextdoor, which I can't wait to delete that app because I'm done with it, I try to just say facts. It is a fact that in 2024, the old family center only brought in $4,000 in revenue. Could that be improved? Sure, especially if there's deliberate efforts. But it's not like there's $100,000 coming in rentals, you know, in recent years. So. The other area and the other thing that I loved about the option four that we approved last year was an inclusive playground. And I've heard people say, well, we already have, you know, seven playgrounds in Woodway. Nowhere in the entire Waco area is there an inclusive playground. An inclusive playground is different than an accessible playground. An accessible playground is something that has like wood mulch because a wheelchair could get to a playground that has wood mulch and with help could, you know, hobble along that, okay? An inclusive playground is much different. It is designed so that anybody with mobility issues, walkers, wheelchairs, that kind of a thing, is fully included in the playground experience. I've been involved with Challenger Little League for nine years. Fact check me on that. And we have almost 300 players playing special needs baseball in the greater Waco area. And I tried to ask a few of those families to come to speak, but a lot of them are playing baseball tonight. And a lot of them, it's just difficult for them to get out, especially after school, with their kids. However, all of the ones that I talked to about a truly inclusive playground, the city of Waco, where Floyd Casey is, used to be, they are putting one in. It would truly be remarkable. So that's another part of our population, people that have mobility issues, special needs, kids, that can't get to the other playgrounds. That's what I liked about the option that we approved last year, was that that would be someplace that is different than anywhere else in Waco.
Do you know what percentage of people are falling?
We can't comment anymore. There's no discussion. It can't be.
So I would love that. That's gone down a little bit on my priority list for Woodway since Waco is going to be putting in a fully inclusive playground. But I also know so many families in the Waco area that it would be nice. I can take my kids, or could when they were little, take my kids to 50 different parks in the area, and these families would just have one when Waco gets theirs built in a few years. So. That's something that I thought was really great about the proposal that we chose last year.
Is that a possibility to add on to one of our current parks so that if like a family has...
Yeah, I mean, it would be something that we could put in somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, if we wanted to do that and make that a priority.
If you had more than one child who was...
Well, that's the idea, is that an inclusive playground, any child would be able to play together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if it's not back here, it could be somewhere else.
If the current family center is used for anything, it cannot be run by volunteers. It has to be staffed by city employees. If it is a dedicated senior center, then the employees who work there have to be trained in CPR, first aid, and... There's one more. Defibrillator? That's not the right one.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Defibrillator.
Yeah. So the building can't be opened and just run by volunteers. So that is not an option. Jimmy and his staff have done a great job at the new family center, including pickleball from the first of the year until May 1st of this year. There have been 814 hours of programming available for seniors. If you take out pickleball, there's still been 400, more than 400 hours of programming for seniors. So anybody who says that there's nothing for seniors that the city provides is 100% incorrect. There's more than 400 hours provided so far this year at the current family center, at the new family center.
Well, and I will.
And I would also hesitate to turn the old family center into a dedicated family center. If you go to census.gov, the demographics of seniors is like 23%. I know Woodway Forward Plan says 48% or something, but that's because that bottom number.
46.2.
The bottom number was dropped from 62 to 55. I'm in that demographic. The people and my friends who are in that demographic are not the target market for the senior center. We are still raising kids. We have kids in college. So if you keep lowering the number, yeah, the percentage is going to go up. But the percentage of seniors in Woodway is 23.1%. So I would hesitate to turn the old family center into a dedicated senior center for several reasons.
Yeah. Well, we can't by law, right?
Yep. Over the last year, as people have shared different cities that have senior centers, I'm an Enneagram 7, and so I want fun and bright colors and woo all the time, but I also love me a good spreadsheet. And so I started just researching about senior centers in all of these different cities around the state of Texas. And I know that there are lists all over. And so I have full information on 30 different cities. I was trying to focus mostly on cities that are 10,000 population, 10,000 or fewer, since that is similar to us. But there are a few that I have on my sheet that are over. And as far as a dedicated, not shared space that is just for seniors, that is full-time hours for, you know, all the things that I've heard people say verbally and seen on Nextdoor and social media, it doesn't exist for a town of 10,000. There isn't one. Now, some people are wrinkling your eyebrows and you're like, but, you know, McGregor has one, or Robinson has one, or, Robinson has an old house that's open for, I think, 3 hours a day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Yes, it's called a senior center and it's not used for anything else, but Woodway has 35 hours of things. We just don't call that a senior center. The smallest town I could find with, and I know I'm wrong, there's probably another one, but the one that I could find, the smallest town with a full-time, not shared space, only for seniors, they can leave their quilts and their crafts and their board games and their puzzles out, was Bedford, Texas, and they actually just renovated. Y'all, it's beautiful. But they have a population of 48,000 people, so significantly larger. So my thought is, I just keep coming back to the things that Jimmy and his crew have done at the new Woodway Family Center is incredible. And the difficulties that we have with the hill and parking, and, you know, I've heard a few people say that the door is, you know, heavy. Those are all fixable things. Big picture, maybe I'm speaking too much, the big picture is, maybe we look at how we can redo a little bit of parking up there. Maybe we put signs saying, call this number if you need a free go-kart ride. Maybe we get one of those wheelchair buttons to put on the door. All of those things are fixable. You know, I've heard people say, oh, but the meeting room is all the way at the back of the building. The meeting room is in the same location in the old building as it is in the new one. So I think we're overlooking the fact that there is a lot of great things going on. There could be more. But I also want us to just keep looking at where are the underserved populations of our city and how can we utilize whatever that is, whether it is keep the building or tear it down. How do we maximize the greatest number of generations that can use the space?
Agree.
Yep. Agree. Yep.
Leave it there.
Wow, somebody agrees with me. Yes. I'm gonna note the time. Yes.
Senior center. We're telling that we still want to build it. Use it for everything.
Up until prior to this meeting, most of the argument coming in was senior center only.
That was only. The only, yes.
Yes, that was the argument before tonight coming in. And so.
Okay.
I do not know anything about that at all.
That's from the 2019 report.
Okay. Yeah. But it is in here, though.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if we had actual numbers of more recent ADA.
No.
I don't know.
Okay, so Ashley's saying as far as what is the ADA cost in today's numbers, and I just saw a note.
And I was looking for
from the January meeting when Adam gave us the presentation, and that there was an RAS inspector. What does RAS stand for? I don't remember.
It was a accessibility specialist.
Thank you. It to correct the ADA deficiencies in the old building would be $270,000 to $350,000. So that's on top of whatever other
thing. That was 2019 number.
This is Adam. I wrote it down when you were giving your report to us in January.
Yes, ma'am.
That it would be around $300,000 to fix all the ADA at the old building.
Yes, ma'am. That was the current figure.
That's what I thought.
From the RAS special.
Okay. That's what I thought. I know that has been a question that has circled is, well, what would it cost for ADA? And so I forgot I had written that down.
Use the money that you're going to tear it down with. And you have $1.5 million sitting there.
I would also question, ask them to go back and show you what it is.
Okay, thank you.
The doors cannot be opened. No one can go in there and use it until it's ADA compliant.
Correct.
Because they're like, we can open the doors tomorrow, but we can't.
That would be a question.
It's not grandfathered. It's been closed.
That would be a question addressed to staff. Can it be used as is without ADA
upgrades?
No, sir. Not according to the register or the RAS, the state inspection, the TOS person that came out. Originally, because since the building was in the original plan to be demolished, that's how they factored everything in. They said, well, actually, as I gave in my presentation, which the purpose of the presentation was more or less all the background we could dig up to kind of everybody would be on the same sheet of music going forward.
When
the new building was going to be open, that was when the inspector comes out and says, okay, let's check all the boxes. Initially, our fear, originally, what the inspector told us before coming down here and seeing the site himself, was that all of this was going to be considered a campus. And that's from the corner of the police department to the corner of the community services building. And then that would extend all the back way up the hill to this property. And when the gentleman came out to do the inspection, he said, why is this building still here? And we said, well, there's been some difference
differing of opinions. There's been some delays, and the building remains. And he said, well, you know, that wasn't in the plan. So that's what stalled the opening of the new building by a few months, because the gentleman had to come down from Plano or Garland or wherever we sourced him from. But knowing all of this is going to be an ongoing issue, and knowing we're going to have to answer some of these questions before we can get to an answer or a decision one way or the other, on the back end, I tried to answer as many questions as I could to give to the boards, which I gave the council and this board, all the information I could find. Plus, we uploaded it on the city website in case anybody was at the last meeting and was like, well, what did you give all these folks? That's where we put it.
So they have access to all of this on the website.
Yeah, so. We've made it available. And that's kind of where we are. We're just in limbo, waiting to figure out, is the building going to remain? Is it torn down? Is it remains? What's the use of it? And I gave in my presentation about the senior center, it's not 20 pages worth of law that's going to dictate how it has to be run, but there are a few things that I wanted to make everybody aware of, which none of them are insurmountable. But that's, I'm getting way ahead of the decision makers. Did I answer your question, sir?
Yes. So the question was, could the building be open tomorrow and used as is? And the answer is no. Not without the ADA upgrades. Is that correct?
It's been used today as a restroom. It's been used for however long as restrooms.
So we have to use it.
It's never been shut.
Yourself. Why can't we ever talk?
They can talk to us and we can talk to them. We never could talk to them like human beings.
I love the idea. This is just blank page dreaming, okay? Ideas, because we gotta, like, we didn't bring our pajamas. So I love the original idea of an open air pavilion. I know that got nixed because of the foundation with drilling into it, but I still think that's a really great idea. You know, I think about my son who loves to go to the parks with his friends and play pickleball and everything, and that could be like a hangout. So I love that idea. I love the idea of an inclusive playground. I love the idea that maybe we do need some type of, whether it's this building or another building, that is like the word just gathering place comes to mind, that is for classes or a bridge club that wants a room to play in or a crafting thing, or, you know, kind of the expansion of classrooms there. But it doesn't have to be as big. It could be, you know, 5,000 square feet or, you know, something. So there's a lot of ideas of things that I would love to see back there. And I think whatever decision we make should serve the widest population. Because, I mean, I can dream all day long, you know.
That the church or the building that's at the Arboretum currently.
Whitehall?
The Whitehall, yes. Is that accessible to use as card, bridge, knitting, quilting?
Jimmy, other? Is that a question for you?
So that's in a different department.
Okay.
But it falls under Parks and Rec.
It's again another building that we need to staff.
Sort of. Okay.
But there are rooms in the current, in the new family center that can be used
correct.
For...
Correct, yes, and are, right. But just for dreaming down the road,
right.
To have an extra kind of non-gym classroom space, kind of a building that's smaller, but easily accessible for people and could, you know,
and
have senior crafts, but could also have, like, kids or teen or, you know, that kind of a thing.
I mean, and even if we did, let's say, the open air... I mean, there would be, I think, a pickleball court on there. Again, I don't know if we're able to do that, but I did see a pickleball court on there. So
yeah.
That would be able to be used by anybody. I know it's open air. I like being outside, but... Yes, it does get very hot, but, I mean, get up early.
There's about 2 acres between the building almost, like an acre and a half. and we're just we're watering the grass, mowing it. You want an open air pavilion?
There you go.
Bam. That's it. Just right there.
The building.
It's about an acre and a half.
Go ahead.
Yes, there is. There's one down the other way.
On the deed, do we know if it was just...
Make sure you're speaking into my mic so they can hear.
On the deed that was given to us, is there like a plot? Like, is was it just that building, or does it encompass anything else?
Property.
Any other property?
Like, I don't know. I haven't looked at the boundaries of where that came in and how the rest of this was pieced together. But because that was a bank, at some point it must have been kind of cobbled together into one campus. But I don't know the timeline on any of that.
I think it takes up all the way to the corner.
All right.
Like a year ago, we sent to council this option to demo the building, to put in an inclusive playground, landscape with shade covers, outdoor restrooms, and lighting, and outdoor pickleball courts. And then that got stalled out at council, which is why we're back here.
Right.
So, you know, that just to put that back on the table, that that's what this committee decided a year ago.
But if you remember, we were presented with, it's going to cost $3 million to upgrade this building. It's going to be cheaper to tear it down and put in an outdoor play area than it would be to rehab the building. And since then...
$3 million figure.
Okay, please.
I'm just saying that that's the information we had then, which led into some of the other decisions that we then talked about.
I could support keeping the building not as a dedicated senior center, but as potential overflow, but then we run into the ADA thing.
The staffing.
I'm sorry?
The staffing.
Right, right. So it would be potential overflow, so we can... We, Jimmy and his staff, the city could monitor usage of the new building for, I don't know how long, an amount of time to see if it is then worth, if the usage is enough to justify the X number of dollars needed to bring the old center up to ADA compliance.
But can it be opened and used as like to test out the usage without doing the ADA compliance? I don't think we can.
No.
It's supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah.
So it could not, aside from restrooms, which we use for when field sports are going on, those restrooms are open. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay.
Because that would be nice if we just had like a trial. Let's try and see if we can sustain two buildings.
Right.
We can't because of the ADA. We'd have to put in the $300,000.
Unless programming at the news center, like I said, over X amount of time, proves that yes, mm-hmm. we need this building for overflow for all populations. And then we could approach the, we could get into the ADA usage, possible upgrades.
While you're on the study, just...
I'm sorry, but...
No, I mean, I like what you're saying. I'm just thinking if we're at capacity with the new building, it's hard to project how much more it would get used if there was more space.
So we can ask Jimmy to clarify that I did go back twice and listen to it two times the report that everybody is saying that we're at capacity, and Jimmy said that we were at capacity for your budget and staffing, and that other things were well attended, but I don't think you said that we're completely at capacity over there, but things are looking good, right? I mean, if you had more space, you'd fill it like water, I'm sure.
To answer that question, so we have had several classes that exceed this party room, that small room, that exceed that class. We moved them to the gym floor.
Yes.
To be completely transparent, the two rooms in the old building would be too small for those facilities, for those classes. They will still need to be on the gym floor. There we're talking exercise classes of up to 30 to 40, and neither the old center rooms will be big enough. We still need the gym floor for those classes. But we're going to run up on budget and staffing issues before we run out of space, which is where we're at now.
So the quote that people are pulling from that report that Jimmy made about we're at capacity is simply regarding staffing and budgeting for the current Woodway Family Center. It's not attendance, so to speak. So not that you're not doing great and numbers are up, because they are, but.
Well, and maybe it's possible to redesign the old Woodway Family Center and create like an outdoor space and, you know, have different rooms that could be used for larger programming, or, you know, a pickleball court outside, and then a shaded area where you could have chairs and a home, more of a homey gathering spot, but still some function left within that. Maybe we remove part of it, or,
and I feel like,
I don't know.
I don't think that is an option because of the, we can't drill into the foundation, so we can't be moving walls.
Okay.
There can be cosmetic lipstick and rouge, but we can't do major reno, you know, on it. That's where we run into. No, great idea. Great idea. But, you know.
It would, wouldn't that have to be completely removed in order to do any of that? And that, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is an option, but more money.
I don't feel like I can move forward myself and make a recommendation tonight. I'm just not ready. I feel like there's a lot of questions, a lot of pricing that we still need to know. Like, give us a number.
Mm-hmm. Give us a number for?
Well, for, like, the ADA. Okay, so that number was there, but what else has to be done to use that building if we use it? What is the actual cost if we tear it down? And what is the cost would be, or estimate of doing something like the outdoor pavilion, outdoor gazebo, or, you know, in a pickleball court? I don't feel like I have any costs in front of me. And I know I did not get that book because I was not here last week or last month. So I've not seen all the information that you have gotten. Sorry.
I just don't want to wait another meeting. Like, we've been waiting for so long.
Well, we are also, whatever, if we decide something, it's a recommendation to City Council.
That's true.
That's a whole other, that's going to be a whole other battle there. Mm-hmm. Battle might not be the right word. There'll be a whole other
discussion
there.
Yeah.
Well, can we recommend that they look into this? I mean, see if there's anything we can do as far as if we decide to remove it, or if we absolutely have to hang on to it, and then kind of go from there. I mean, I feel like I don't know much about Steve. I mean, like, what?
Nor do I.
So.
But as council said, we need to make a decision regardless of this deed that we just got. Is that correct?
The restrictions on the deed have to do with use. You're here to decide whether to keep the building, change the building, do something else with the space. But as far as use, programming, the things that are in the deed, those aren't really for your concern this evening.
Okay.
If we came back on programming decisions or something like that, maybe, but not this evening.
So if we made a decision, if, and it turns out that deed would prevent our decision from being implemented, then it would not happen. Would that be correct?
Well, that battle would play out somewhere else.
Okay.
I don't think that was his question. I think his question was, would it prevent it from happening?
That battle would play out somewhere else.
Okay, so can we maybe, like, when we were presented with these four options, can we... Well, maybe we make a recommendation regardless of the price and let council. Yeah. Council put us in this position to make hard decisions. We can put them in
there you go.
In yeah. position. You know, like if we just give them, here's our dream, mm-hmm. and this is what we love, and they try to make those the numbers work. I don't know how else to move forward.
I have another
Except
question,
for like though. Taking and kind of amending yeah. the four things that were given to us last time, you know, or any new ideas that we have.
I need the more of the numbers deal, which is kind of hard for me because I feel like I'm looking at a lot of different numbers here. But if we were to keep it, and then the staffing, the ongoing staffing, year after year, I mean, could that? We obviously have some money in a pot now that we are trying to use, but that is ongoing year after year. So could that impact
The staffing comes out of a different.
That comes out of a different, yeah, so that's not.
That affects taxes.
That will affect our taxes.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay.
And
but,
as in here, it says that the approximate cost to operate annually will be, with one staff person, is $126,000 is what was
yes.
what was put in here.
But,
so that would have to be added to the city budget pot.
Right. But if it is, if there proves to be a need for the building to be brought to up to ADA
right.
compliance, then maybe we, I'm not sure how this would happen, or how this would take place, but then maybe we could recommend that the council, our staff, be aggressive in bringing up that rental income from $4,000 a year to offset the cost of staffing the building. Because there were some good suggestions here. Homeschool co-ops, private basketball teams.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was one private school who rented one of the centers recently.
Yeah.
The,
they're building a whole new thing over
yeah.
there with
okay.
all their gymnasiums. I don't think
okay.
long-term that would be good. But, I mean, there's others.
Right.
Yeah. I think teams are always looking for a place to practice.
Yes.
Because there's not that many
yeah.
places.
Yeah. And if it comes to be that the city does the ADA upgrades, then it could also be used for indoor pickleball, temporary nets, just like volleyball, because volleyball nets are not set up there permanently.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-use.
Multi-use.
Yeah. That was a good word. I'm glad I thought of that one.
The new
I don't know. I already have another indoor one, so I'm just kind of like.
I know.
I
but also, as far as pickleball goes, I don't know how much we need. The city needs to invest in pickleball. I believe there's another entity in Woodway that's about to open a huge pickleball complex, I have heard.
Well, I learned recently that. The recommendation per population for number of indoor pickleball courts is 1 per 10,000 people. We have 3 per 10,000 people in our city. So, you know.
But if we charge
right,
non-Woodway
residents mm-hmm.
and, you know, that goes back to the staffing
yeah.
thing
yeah.
and
that's what
everything.
I'm confused. Is I feel like that could probably help with, well, I don't know, that's attendance, but that could help with attendance maybe if there's a charge for non-Woodway residents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like that seems awfully generous of
so
our
we,
tax money.
Yeah.
All right.
I like what you just said.
Okay.
Can you speak into your mic?
I like what Kevin just said. If that could be formed into a motion for multi-use, given some caveats like looking at staff projections, that would be to keep for now with these recommendations? Is that what you were saying?
I think so. So.
No, I just keep coming back to all of these minutes of various versions of city council that part, I don't know, that the plan for the new building was always a replacement. And so part of me as a council, as a committee member, wants to honor the work that and the decisions that councils have made over, gosh, since 2011, certainly since 2017, 18, 19. Y'all can whisper about me all you want, it's fine. But, you know, so part of me wants to honor those decisions that had already been made, that it was to come down. But then the other part of me is like, nobody likes to tear down a building, you know, like.
Right. Well, and like you said, this board made a decision last year.
We've already made
decisions. And the council has made decisions, mm-hmm. and here we are. Yeah. Here we are.
Yeah.
So I understand wanting mm-hmm. to honor the wishes of past councils. Mm-hmm. I get that, but mm-hmm. here we are.
This is
mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of want to move
things
over
to
it.
Wait.
Yeah.
I kind of would like to move. I think I would like to move forward with still going with that previous decision of removing the building, but I would like for some more things to be looked into, and I feel like we just need to move forward with.
I'd look into the deed.
I mean, I do think there's some things that need to be looked into, but also so kind of like a caveat, but on the flip side, like move forward with plan A, removing it, and then. But let's look into some other things, like, do we really need that? I don't know. It just doesn't seem like.
Let's send two proposals back to council and make them.
Oh, yeah. They would love us.
There we go. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, here's two choices.
I mean,
like,
it's a rock and hard place right
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Are they aware of the deed restrictions 10 years ago? Yes.
No, they're not.
Why wouldn't they be
aware? They didn't have the authority.
I just don't think the deed restrictions are.
I don't.
It's not.
Okay. That is out of our hands. The
right,
deed restrictions
right,
are out
like,
of
I
our
think
hands.
We just make decisions.
Right. We need to make decisions. If it can't,
okay.
if it can't
like,
be done,
pretending that. We
because
just
of the deed restrictions,
we make our
that
decisions.
Is, that's somebody else's.
Yes. I agree with that. Yeah. I don't know.
So
do we need to, I don't know.
I would be in favor of keeping it. Monitoring the usage of the new family center and then seeing if it would be fiscally responsible. Fiscally responsible?
Yep.
Feasible. Multi-use and feasible. To bring it up to ADA compliance and continue using it as a multi-use.
Is that a motion?
Mr. Legal Counsel,
yes,
as chair of the commission, can I make a motion or not? Does somebody else need to make a motion?
You can make a motion.
Thank you. Then, I would make a motion to keep the building, monitor the usage of the new center, and then determine the fiscal feasibility of then bringing the old center up to ADA compliance if needed.
Would it come back to us or would it go now? That would just go straight to him.
Can we put a time frame on the monitoring?
I'm sorry?
It's your motion to make.
Okay. So do we need... I'm sure we can.
I just don't want to go another year
right.
of
Okay.
All of this, you know, like, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, council is going to do, they're going to put the time limit on it, I'm sure. If that is your motion, I would second it.
Good.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. So we need a vote.
Any discussion?
Oh,
any further discussion?
Oh yeah, so we haven't talked enough. Any further discussion on the motion? I will take that as a no. So, let's take a vote. Barbara?
Nay.
She said nay. I vote yay.
I vote yay.
And a yay. Ashley?
Nay.
And Kristen?
I'm a nay.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, I'm a nay.
Okay. So the nays have it on that motion. Mr. Legal Counsel, can we entertain another motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We can entertain another motion.
This is hard, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The people.
It's obvious.
Listen to the people. Listen to the people.
Stop.
I think 10,000 people.
There's 10,000 people in our city. That's what I'm trying to think about. No, please, guys. I just very vulnerably said this is hard. This has been hard for a year. I have been attacked because I'm trying to think about what's best for our city. I have been called horrible things by some people that are standing in this room, sitting in this room. This is hard work.
You can't take the heat.
Okay?
Oh, stop. You're not up here. Stop it.
This is hard work. I am only sharing because I need you to understand the amount of hours that have been spent trying to make the right decision, trying to honor council in the past, trying to honor what this committee has done for years, trying to honor the people that have made comments. And it is juggling, and it is hard. It is hard. And so just know we are trying up here to do what is best for the city that all of us love. Okay? So just give me a moment. I'll make a motion. I think. And it might not pass either. I would like to make a motion for this city council to reconsider option number 4 from a year ago. That would include a few changes. To include the demo of the building, an inclusive playground that is accessible for all, landscape. Let me back up. That's not what I want. I really want an outdoor gym. An outdoor, not a pavilion where you put picnic tables in a party like Pogue Park, but a covered area that has a basketball and volleyball and pickleball. I don't know what I'm saying.
I will make a motion to move forward with removing the building and finding maybe some other options, because I know that there were some issues with the foundation. So I feel like we need to relook at options that can be done to maybe preserve some of the stuff, but it may not be possible at all. So, and that's fine. So I would say let's relook at, I don't think any of these options besides just demoing is an option. Does that make sense? Like so if we're just making a motion to remove, to demo, then I guess that's what I would like to make a motion. But I would like to see options before I just say, let's just tear it down. And then it's a blank field for however long, you know, like I don't want that to happen.
Right.
Does so that make sense?
Yeah. But what you might, if
so
we need a
motion
to
just
do
demo. Is that what you said?
Yes.
But but again, I mean, how do we move forward with something else in that,
that
place?
That would be
another
discussion. So do you?
Is that because we've only been given the four options that we can't? Like,
can't you?
We just need updated.
The covered basketball, volleyball,
but I think they were just looking.
We have one at our church.
Yes, no, in the building.
They just want a yes or no.
Okay.
What we're doing, discussion and consider action on recommendation to City Council with the former Woodway Family Center building.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're talking about tonight. Now, if we decide to demo the building, then that's not part of this discussion. That would be a future discussion. But our charge tonight, recommendation to the City Council for the former Woodway Family Center building.
Isn't that, I mean, recommending to demo would be a
right, that
decision
would,
about,
that
would.
That
okay.
would meet this charge,
you said would
yes.
not, so yeah. So we're all on the same page.
Then I misspoke.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're
yeah.
good. We're all on the same page.
Multi-use.
Separating the what next with the right now.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I think I feel more comfortable with that.
So
you want to repeat your motion?
Yeah, if you have a motion.
My motion just to demo the building.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ashley made a motion to demo the building. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a second. Okay. All right. So we will vote.
Yay.
Barbara, yay. I vote nay.
I'm nay.
Nay.
Yay.
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 And yay. So, and so this commission will make the recommendation to demo the building.
Yeah, it's just a recommendation.
Recommendation. The City Council, it's now in the City Council's hands. All right, so there we go. That is item four. Item five, discussion and consider action on submittal of recommended projects to the city manager for city council budget planning purposes. We need a motion to discuss that, please.
So moved.
And a second?
I'll second.
And a second. All right. Recommended projects to the city manager for city council budget planning purposes as far as it concerns Parks and Rec.
Hmm. I have a list of things.
What did y'all vote? Because we can't hear back here.
To demo.
The
to recommend
was,
to
the
council.
The vote was 3-2 to demo the building. The vote was 3-2 to demo the old family center.
But doesn't it take 5 to pass? Because we have a 9-member council. If you have a 9-member council.
Quorum is the majority of the council. If quorum is 5.
On the council, we must have 4 votes no matter if we have 4 people show up or not.
No, sir.
You agree about that? You sure about that?
Yes, sir.
So that's the recommendation to the city council, or that's
yes.
what's going to happen?
That's the recommendation.
That's the recommendation to the city council.
They show up at the city council.
You have your list?
Yes.
For budget? I've got some too.
I mean, just, these are just ideas, just talking, you know. Where did I put this?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go for it.
I had a couple of things to consider for budget. One would be to do some work and upgrades around the Whitehall tennis court, pickleball court. Just needs some resurface. It needs some zhuzhing. And I don't know if those courts ever get used as tennis anymore, but I know that there have been some who have said, you know, pickleball, I don't play pickleball, I probably should, but pickleball nets are different heights. And so I don't know if it is used as tennis, and tennis people would be irritated if we just converted those to pickleball, or...
Rodney might be able to help us out. I think we've tried to accommodate both.
Yeah, if I could. The tennis courts, I went ahead and turned in last month.
Could you maybe close
those doors?
I should close those doors.
They have to stay open.
It's a shame they're not staying for this, because this is the fun stuff.
The
doors have to stay open. Sorry. I just can't hear. It's really loud in there.
Can we just shut one?
Yeah, that's
fine. One would be
fine. Okay, as far as budgetary items, I went ahead and put in for a resurfacing of the old...
Oh, so you beat us to it.
Well, it's moved on. It's in, I guess, the city council or mayor's...
Yeah.
The budget approval.
Yes. Yes, they use them for both tennis and pickleball. The nets we have are both for tennis and pickleball. They have straps so where you can strap them
down. So they
can
be adjusted?
Yes, they're adjustable.
I'll tell my son that.
Yes.
And his friends.
But you never know. You might go there one day and somebody's done taking them off because they don't like them. But anyway.
So then would you put tape on or actually use paint to strike the pickleball size? Or?
Well, the strikes have been on there. They're both tennis and pickleball.
But you put in a resurfacing for...
Yes, I put in for our budget for next year.
The other two things I had as far as budget ideas, and Jimmy may already have this or other people, like, I just love the idea of the kayak kiosk. I don't know if that's even still feasible, but like a vending machine for paddle boards and kayaks down at the lake would just be, I just think that's so cool. And so I don't know, that would be a nice dream to have. I can see.
You know, last summer there was a kayak company down there.
Right,
and
right.
Apparently they didn't.
So this...
The lake went so down.
Yeah, it was hard for them too.
Left. I wish
so
they would come
this
back.
This is like a kiosk, and there's like an app, and you pay for the
so
app,
cool.
And then it unlocks a paddleboard or a kayak, and you have it for so many, you know, an hour or whatever, and then you return it, and it,
that
like, it, I just think that's really cool. I have no idea how much that costs, but... I think it's awesome.
And again, too, that would probably have to go in front of the court to find out, get approval.
Right, yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then the last thing, I don't think would be a huge budget situation, but, you know, maybe there's some type of tweaking or signage about parking for the new center, whether we... take a couple of the ADA spots and make them like senior, you know, changing signage or that kind of a thing, or call this number for a golf cart ride, or, you know, that kind of a thing. That's like a nominal. And then maybe a wheelchair button on the door at the new Woodway Family Center, if that's feasible.
Or a go-kart ride.
Or a go-kart. I mean, let's get some Woodway go-karts, y'all. So those were all mine.
That's okay.
I could dream bigger, but, you know.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mine are kind of big dreams, but also kind of just more like community-wide events. Like, y'all do a great job at the Arboretum, but as far as, like, Parks and Rec, I feel like, or
as long as I've been here, I've never seen like an actual like 5K fun run family type style event that would maybe be around the, I don't know, some sort of Arborfest or like the market that y'all do. And I just think to kind of promote more recreation and more family friendly, like I love taking those, you know, again, I've got young kids. We love getting out, going for walks. My kids love to run. So I would love to see something, like that, that would kind of help showcase, you know, Woodway. Like, I feel like if we could find a cool map, where the people could run and walk, I feel like that'd be really cool. And maybe it's down near the park and then back to the Arboretum. I don't know. I don't know what that would look like, but I would love to see something like that. Again, I'm a big advocate for more paved walking and / biking trails. So I don't know. I know that that's like a big budget item, but I would love to see. There's a park up in McKinney that's called Bonnie Wink Park, and it's got almost 12 miles. Obviously, we could not do 12 miles, but it's got almost 12 miles of paved just trails, like through the beautiful like nature that they have. They've preserved so much, and they've managed to figure out, I don't know if that's even possible. I know there's a lot of private land within Woodway, but it would be really cool if we could find a way that's like safe, that I'm not worrying about cars driving by, where I could just like go with my kids and ride our bikes. Like, I love, what is it, the Cotton Belt Trail? Mm-hmm. Like that, but in Woodway.
Over on this side.
Yes, on this side, that would connect old Woodway to new Woodway somehow. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're like two different, like, we're like old Woodway and new Woodway. I don't know. I just feel like it would like bring us together somehow. And then I am with you had mentioned an outdoor like fitness. Where'd it go? It's like a, I could show you a picture of what it looks like, but it's like an outdoor fitness. Mm-hmm. Where is it? It's called a fitness court, I think. And it's like all these, it's just built into the ground. Like, it's not like machines, but it's like a court area along with like another pickleball court. I mean, I'm also like for the wiffle ball, you know, area. Like, again, I have baseball players. So something along the lines where, you know, kids or adults or seniors could go out and use.
Do an outdoor workout.
And do an outdoor workout. Again, I love the outdoors. I love being outside, getting some vitamin D. It's good for your body. So I'm all for just being outside. So an outdoor fitness court, if you Google it, I'm sure some things would come up.
Yes, ma'am.
But if you have any questions about what that looks like, then I would be happy to show you. So I would love to entertain something like that.
Anything? I would like to see the big grassy area on Lake Park Road 1 used for something. There are two baseball backstops there. The backstops are not in very good shape, and the big grassy area itself is not in great shape. There's a lot of divots.
The one closest to the lake?
So no.
The
next
first one.
The first
one.
Activity park?
Yeah, activity. Yeah. And so, you know, there are backstops. It's really not conducive to baseball and softball usage just because of the unevenness of the grass. It might be a great place to put.
Wiffle ball.
And wiffle ball are an inclusive.
Oh, yeah.
Inclusive playground with, have to plant some trees and
that would be so great.
Things like that. But just put that to some good use.
And I know we have core limitations, but I think
there's
still more.
Do we have core limitations at?
Is it core limitations on both of those?
What is that, on the backstop?
Just that, like activity park road one.
Yes.
We have the same like core restrictions.
That's controlled by the Corps of Engineers.
So maybe not maybe not something as expensive as an inclusive playground there, but something like a wiffle ball field would
be. Right. cost that much. The field, if it's going to be used for anything, it just needs to be level. So there's lots of divots and holes, and it's just not level.
My daughter had softball practice there years ago, and it was hilarious because they were like 7 years old to begin with, but then the balls were.
Right. Okay, that's what I have. Barbara?
Similar to what you were saying, the exercise equipment, but what I envisioned was we have those great trails back there and walking through the park. And we were in Houston at a trail similar to what I was thinking with a lot of different stops as you're running, like, or walking or hiking or strolling, whatever. But, you know, it's one station here. And again, they're not metal. They're more wood and outdoor evening. Like, they might have poles on them or you have to, you know, hold on to something. And,
that's,
But instead of being in one spot, it's through all the trails.
Well, that's a good idea. Because you can walk and then do a little few reps.
You kind of have a whole circuit workout.
Oh, I had one more thing. Just, I think somebody actually might have mentioned it at public comment, but just, you know, Lakeside Park, there are so many people there, like, every night watching the sunset, and it's so great that people utilize that. But, you know, I know we have those big cement tables and benches, but just more, and maybe a few that are have a, you know, like a little cover on it. I mean, I could see, like, let's get, you know, 100 Adirondack chairs that are somehow nailed to the ground, and that way you just have this whole, you know, area where people can come and sit. You know, you'd have to anchor them somehow, but, you know, there's times where we go, it's, we're driving home, and we see the sunset, and we're like, oh, let's go watch it, and we go drive out there, and then it's like, oh, we don't have chairs, we don't have something to sit on, we don't have, so if there's more seating down on that lake, just that, to leverage.
That was discussed last year, and they talked about different kind of picnic tables, but the one thing we have to be careful of down there is that floods.
Yes, so it whatever we put.
Over the roads.
And,
and so
be prepared for it to get covered.
We have to be really careful what we choose.
Cement Adirondack chairs. There we go.
Yeah, just bring a cushion with you.
Kevin, I'm sorry, are you done?
Yes.
I have a question. Did anybody address Pogue at all?
We haven't got to yet.
We're not there
no,
yet.
No, we're not on. Next we're item. Just on budget ideas.
We're on, okay. Any other ideas? I don't think we need a motion because these are all just ideas we're presenting to.
Yes, sir. We can carry them forward and try to assign. That's where Rodney's good at. He tries to assign some figures to all of these ideas and see what's probable and what is not.
Okay.
Well, so, should I mention a couple capital outlay items that I did put in that I would say actually belongs in the Parks Department?
Please.
We're not posted for that. That I know of. Are we posted for that?
Hold that thought,
okay.
And then that'll be item 7.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, so we don't need a motion for this. These were just ideas we were presenting to the city manager. All right, so there we go. Thank you, Mr. City Manager. All right, that is item 5. All right, item 6, subcommittee reports. Pogue, who is Pogue?
I am Pogue. Did you have a...
Well, just a question, since I'm not sitting in that chair anymore. The parking lot seems to need some work at Pogue. It doesn't fit the slurry seal kind of environment, but I think that needs to be addressed.
Okay.
That's just my...
Okay, that would be Rodney?
Well, as far as the parking lot, we had expanded the parking lot, I'd say, less than 10 years ago. The rest of it is actually fairly decent. You're talking about that pole?
Yeah.
Okay. We did do a patch by the handicapped van accessible about a month ago. That's repaired.
Okay.
And as far as speaking to other things that we want to do to Poe, is that all right to speak about that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
As far as capital outlay, I went ahead. The merry-go-round, and it's been brought up before, the merry-go-round padding around it is just wore out, and I went ahead and put that on for
for capital outlay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think that was it on public
comment. Oh, I'm sorry, Rodney.
No. I was through with the post. That was the only thing I wanted to add.
During public comments, somebody mentioned that there are some issues with the toilets at Pogue Park. I'm unaware of that, but I don't know if you need to just do a little drive-through.
Well, they've been replaced less than 10 years ago. Both of them have. It's just the bathrooms are...
They're just park bathrooms.
They're made out of cinder blocks. No, they're older than I am.
No, so. The buildings.
Oh, I'm like, what? Sorry.
No matter what you do, they're still going to be old.
Okay.
Been here too long.
I just wanted to make sure, since that was easily addressed.
Anything else for Poe?
No.
All right. Thank you. Whitehall?
Whitehall is not my park, but I have an idea. I do know that, you know, it was hard for us to make the decision, what, a year or so ago, to put that parking lot in, you know, the field. And that combined with, this was a low year for Blue Bonnets. But I thought it would be neat if this fall we hosted an event at Whitehall for a bluebonnet seed stomp. Mm-hmm. It's best to plant bluebonnet seeds in the fall. And I don't think it would be a very expensive event to buy, you know, however many pounds of bluebonnet seeds. Maybe you get food trucks or do, you know, make it like a thing and people can come and they can get like a cup of seeds and go out in the field, especially maybe concentrated between on that corner by the parking lot, between the parking lot and the playground, kind of, you know, maybe up there and not in the middle of the field where people do practice soccer and, you know, that kind of thing. But that could just be a fun way to kind of encourage the bluebonnets to come back that maybe, because of all the construction we've had on that field, have kind of faded a little bit. And it would draw attention and be a community event, so...
Will you bring that up again when we're closer to the fall?
Yes. Thanks. I will.
Okay. All right. Activity park, that is mine. I've already said we just need to do something with all that grassy area in the mm-hmm. middle. Lakeside. Lakeside gets a lot of traffic. I don't know what the park at the very end of Estates is called.
We call it Sunset Park.
Sunset Park.
Because that's where everybody goes to watch the
sunset. They were both packed last night.
The road going down to that one is real rough. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I'm in a
But it looks like they take a lot of their extra.
It looks like patched, maybe.
Yeah. But it's in good shape, and both parks up over there are good. Trails are good. They're really keeping up nice. Good job.
Woodway Family Center. Let's talk about that.
Jimmy's doing a great job. That's
Jimmy
all
is doing
know.
A great job. More than 800 hours of programming so far this year.
Wow.
Take out pickleball. Still more than 400 hours of programming
Amazing.
This year. Thank you, Jimmy. I don't know where
he just snuck out.
Yeah. Good for him.
I don't blame him. Update from city staff. Council member Dave Whitby, and also congratulations, councilman. You were on our commission for a year or so. Congratulations on your election to city council. Congratulations to all of our reelected city council members, and thank you all city council members for all of your hard work. We had some here earlier as well. Is there an update from city staff or from city council? Okay. City staff, anything new?
No, sir.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Angel.
No, y'all are fine. I just wanted to let y'all know the obvious that y'all have this calendar.
Okay.
For next meeting date.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that brings us to item 8, adjournment. I need a motion.
I would make a motion to adjourn.
And a second?
Yes.
All in favor? If you say no.
And this is Barbara's last meeting, right?
Yes.
Rotating off.
Thank you, Barbara.
Yes, thank you, Barbara.
Thank you all. Thank you all for coming.
Do we know who we're getting?
I have not heard that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell us when minutes will be available because our attorney is calling?
Yes, ma'am. Angel, that would be a question for Angel right here.
I didn't see you till talking.